Chiefs and Rams heading to L.A. out of Mexico City due to unplayable conditions at Estadio Azteca.
Sure.
Did I say that one right after butchering my Spanish earlier?
Oh, Chicharrones and Seis.
Estadio Azteca. The game was a Rams home game already, so they will play at the L.A. Coliseum due to the terrible field conditions in Mexico City. We've seen the pictures since of them ripping up sod and throwing down green grass next to brown
grass.
Guys
out there with spray paint.
Just looks terrible. Just a smart decision. And then the players, at least through Adam Schefter, saying that they weren't they were considering a boycott.
Correct.
And the NFLPA stepped in as well, got the backs of their players, and the NFL wisely moving the game to Los Angeles.
Because it is a Rams home game. The Rams gave up their home game. You can move your home games wherever you want. I mean, obviously in L.A. you've got a transition period before the new stadium opens, so they're playing one abroad every year. And they're playing this game now in Los Angeles, which brings us to Kansas City Councilman Quentin Lucas. Councilman, we appreciate you joining us this morning. I got to be honest, this tweet is kind of an impeachable offense in my mind, my man.
You know, it seems crazy, but turns out it could be a great idea. More football in Missouri.
It's not a great idea, though. And here's your tweet, so everybody knows who's just joining us. For what it's worth, I would have a Chiefs regular season home game in St. Louis each year, probably an NFC matchup. Good market expansion on cue with all games on St. Louis TV and radio, close enough to offer season ticket holder seats, and allows total Midwestern domination by Chiefs Kingdom, at least south of I-80. But also, that takes a lot of money out of the Kansas City area, an area in which you represent.
Yes, I mean, that's absolutely true. I think right now when the NFL is looking to have more games in London, Mexico City, et cetera, I know the Chiefs have offered up a London game before. I think if we're looking to do these types of opportunities, there's no reason not to expand within the market itself. I get the money point, but I think overall it's probably going to be stronger for the franchise. I think it'd be stronger for the Chiefs brand throughout Missouri. Well, and frankly, the entire Midwest.
But I don't really care about that because that really doesn't benefit us. I want people coming here and staying at the Drury Inn and experiencing Denny's. I mean, like I want them spending their money here and getting that, you know, that 1% earnings tax. It's pretty big on NFL salaries and all of that kind of stuff. I want that here in Kansas City to benefit us. I don't see how moving a game anywhere benefits Kansas City.
I think if you compare it to Dallas, let's say, right, people are Cowboys fans everywhere, including here, much to our my chagrin, at Green Bay, et cetera. I mean, as you build the stronger brand, I think you get more people excited about coming to Kansas City for a game. I'll give an example. Last year during the playoff game, I happened to be in L.A. I was at a bar, and all of these people are talking to me like Arrowhead was this great mecca. They said, oh, my God, you're a Chiefs season ticket holder. I want more of those people, even if it's for seven opportunities and hopefully a home playoff game or two or three, then we get the chance to actually kind of get people attracted to the brand even more. I think the stronger the Chiefs franchise is, the stronger the Kansas City name, the better it is long term. And I would give up some mid-season game or late-season game against the Buccaneers at home.
Really?
Those are the ones that we all skip as season ticket holders anyway. I say this as a season ticket holder. Nobody wants to go to that NFC crappy matchup that's in mid-December. Well, so I think it actually makes sense.
Well, but also those late home games are part of the reason why the Chiefs make it to the playoffs every year. They've set their schedule up like that because December is the most important month of the year for NFL teams coming down the stretch. Priest Holmes just told us that at 7:30. It's all about what you do in December. Why would you want to give up a game against any opponent when you can have it here in Kansas City and have those home games and not have to make your players travel? I mean, traveling is a disadvantage as well, unless you're, you know, staying at the Westin or something like that. Even still, staying in a hotel is not ideal. You take guys out of their routines. Having those home games are big, so you don't have to travel and get on a bus or a plane.
You know, it is a tough change of a few things that I think suggest for us it won't matter. Bob, I know you remember Rams-Chiefs games at the Dome. It was a Chiefs home game, in essence. And in essence, it was actually pretty loud. So I don't think we have a disadvantage there. I'll acknowledge, yeah, you have travel, albeit fairly short, over to, I guess, what would be the Dome. I mean, I think there is positive financial benefit here, and I really don't think the loss is that great. I think the Chiefs can perform just as well at some game that's nearby. We're not talking London. We're not talking giving a game to Mexico City, San Antonio, anything of the sort, and I think it could work. And there is precedent for this. This will be terrible precedent, so I shouldn't use it. But remember when the Bills were trying that series in Toronto. Now, the experience was different because I think there are much better football fans in the Midwest than there are in Canada. But nevertheless, I mean, I think it's something that can both make the team money, expand the brand, make the team stronger long term, and frankly, is good for lots of people that are already waking up every day in Chiefs Kingdom.
Cool.
We all know there are lots of fans in Mid-Mo that would love to see the team, or probably even in Southern Illinois.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, though. Like, you're the councilman for a district in Kansas City. You're supposed to put Kansas City's best interests out there, not Missouri's or St. Louis's or even the Chiefs, for that matter. You're supposed to do what's best for Kansas City, and what's best for Kansas City is keeping that game here, because there's a lot of people that get game checks. There's a lot of tax revenue. There's a lot of tourism that happens because of these games. And so, like maybe I'm mistaken, but I think your job as councilman is to say, hey, let's move Cardinal baseball games to the K and bring in more revenue.
Play all those games here.
You know, actually, absolutely fair. And I think I would say this. I think the law, and indeed, actually represents the district in which Arrowhead sits. So I care a lot about it. Care a lot about it, live close to it, all that sort of stuff. I think long-term, the benefit that we get to the Chiefs, the benefit that we get to more people that are coming and visiting, that are talking about the Chiefs, that are spending money here, that are actually staying at the Drury Inn or the Adams Mark or whatever it's called over there now, right? I think that is actually stronger for us than just kind of having some middling game without the same level of excitement.
And teams that move their games, though, Councilman, are teams like you
that
mentioned
need
that need to, that are failing, like Jacksonville, like Los Angeles without a stadium, like the Buffalo Bills at the time. They're failing NFL franchises, and they're looking to expand because they need the money. The Chiefs get 78,000 fans in every week.
And already have St. Louis, I guess, now, right?
Yeah, we do. I do think that having the opportunity to see live football adds a different level of excitement, I think, to the whole status.
Who cares?
But
I mean,
you're right to know right now that the Jacksonville's of the world are those that are moving games. But as far as I'm aware, I think the NFL's trying to force more people into it, or they have over the years. That's why Kansas City's taken part in kind of that international game experience.
Yeah, there are...
I would... Go ahead.
No, as I say, there are certain teams that just don't need to do that kind of stuff, though, and the Chiefs are one of them. You mentioned Dallas and Green Bay. They're not giving up home games for anything, and neither are the Chiefs. I mean, they did the London thing because, I guess, you know, you do this on one side, we'll help you out on the other. We're still waiting on what our payment is for that London game. I don't think there's anything that says it makes any sort of sense to take a game out of the greatest home field in all of sports and move it to the worst venue in all of sports.
You know, so first thing, it is a terrible venue. Don't get me wrong. I do think the location's interesting. They tried to do some improvements, but I'm not here to defend St. Louis or to defend the Dome. I was thinking of this in some ways as a marketing opportunity for the Chiefs, and I would say really just this, that as opposed to sending our games anywhere else in the world and that sort of thing, having the opportunity to expand even stronger, to give home game opportunities to people in the Chiefs Kingdom who may not get a chance to travel here and who, after seeing a Chiefs game, may find it interesting to come back and spend real money, buy hotel rooms, go through all of the type of work that I know both the Chiefs and the Royals and Kansas City, Missouri want people to do, is something that I think could be very exciting for us. I think there's a long-term play there. I get the short-term cost. I mean, I understand that there will be people that are out of work for that one event, but at the same time, we're trying all the time to get more events at Arrowhead, from the World Cup to all these different concerts, et cetera. So I think there's a way to make that up. But it really is, I just think, as a trade-off, the next time that the NFL comes to Clark Hunt and says, hey, Clark, we're going to do a game in X or Y city. We'd like you to give us a home game. I hope he would push this as an idea that allows us to really build brand dominance in the Midwest.
I would argue that the brand dominance would be better going to London, better going to Mexico City, than it would be to go to a city that's lost two football teams and can already drive over to Kansas City.
You know, I hear you on that, although I think realistically, I think we will see more dollars and more fans coming from another American market that's closer than we will from having a one-off game in London where everybody's cheering the loudest for a punt, and not the punt return, to the punt itself. It's fascinating, those London games.
They know Cole Kmet rules. They're smart.
Councilman, we appreciate the time this morning. Next time you hit send on Twitter,
one,
just make sure it's a good tweet, okay?
I sure will. We're going to talk to you all.
Thanks for coming
Thank
on.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Quentin Lucas, councilman for Kansas City, suggesting moving a Chiefs home game to St. Louis.
You see that button right there? You know what I say? Don't press in.
Accredited for coming on.
Oh, I do too. He's a good
man.
I want to hear
the
fun.
Other side. I just don't agree with that at all.
Oh,
I don't agree with strengthening the brand in the Midwest. And if If they're going to move a game, let's move to St. Louis.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That sounds like I just if it was coming from the other side of the state, St. Louis wanted a game, I would understand why they would want to have a Chiefs game and try to attract a Chiefs game. I don't know why you would voluntarily want to give it up for Midwestern dominance when they can just drive over here.
Yeah, like you should be – like what Quentin Lucas should be doing is going over there – and, like, going to Blues games and saying, hey, come to Kansas City, spend your money in our town. Let's move a Blues game over to Sprint Center, right? That's a good idea.
If the Chiefs want to
do an exhibition.
I would understand if he was a councilman for the city of St. Louis, right, and was like, hey, let's try to get a Chiefs home game here.
Yes, absolutely.
That's great.
And if the Chiefs want to expand their brand there, yes, they go to Blues games and run the ribbon board around the arena that says, go to Chiefs games. Here's what it is.
Right.
You take a billboard, what they're doing now. You get all your games there on TV and radio. That's expanding your brand in St. Louis. All you need to do, not give them a game as well.
No, we don't need to be shipping games over to St. Louis, especially for regular season home games. Now, if Jacksonville, who's the owner is Shad Khan, who's from St. Louis, wants to move one of his home games there and play the Chiefs in St. Louis, and
sure,
it's a Jacksonville,
we'll meet you there.
Fine, we'll meet you there.
That's fine.
Shorter trip, but we're not giving up a home game.
That's fine.
I mean, this, like cross this one off of ideas that sound good maybe inside the brain, but don't look good once we hit send and discuss
it. That's why.
You see that button right there? You know what I say? Don't press send.
That was a trial balloon.
and also, did he mention, like, yeah, my district includes Arrowhead too, right?
Yeah, you can't do that, man.
I just can't.
I'd say no.
Can't do that, man. Like I said, he was a good sport. We had fun with
absolutely.
It. It's all in fun. I mean, obviously all in fun. But no.
I got out of that. He also doesn't want to see a Bucks game at Arrowhead.
Who are the December, and I get that too, but who are the December home games this year?
December, Baltimore, Chargers, Raiders.
Those are three big games.
The only argument you make would be like Cardinals. I mean, no one really, I mean, did you really want to see
it wasn't
the,
a really good
Cardinals?
Crowd. Yeah. But then you move to St. Louis, that's Cardinal territory.
That's true. It's true. You don't want to do that.
No, the team. Yeah, and the Bills did do that, and that didn't work out well for them in Toronto. And that was, I thought, a nice attempt, but they didn't. I don't think they had an owner at the time, or the owner was getting ready to die, and so they wanted to do something a little bit differently. But it didn't. No. You
know that one had a chance too, and that one was a total failure. But I just don't see any benefit of it. Apparently, magic isn't always magical, and we play another edition of In or Out next.
Fesco in the morning.
Our thanks to Quint Lucas, text line, of course.
They love him, I bet.
Weighing in, 69306 in the Protein House, Eat With A Purpose text line.
I got a text from a friend of mine going, this guy isn't running for mayor, is he? This guy's making me angry.
Yeah,
this guy needs to stay in his lane.
The first two is this guy's an idiot. This guy's an idiot. But
Quint Lucas, councilman for Kansas City, suggesting that he would give up a Chiefs home game and move it to St.
Louis. It would be better for the brand.
Yes.
Hey, I live in South Dakota and would like to see the Chiefs play in Sioux Falls. Any chance we could bring them here, too?
They got a dome up there.
What a ridiculous idea was the last part of that sentence. To be fair, it would be better for the offense to play a game in the dome as opposed to a snow game in the weather.
True, yeah.
Okay.
Look at Pat's stats.
I would appreciate that more as a reason than anything else I heard.
Right.
Does he have a girlfriend in St. Louis? Does he have family in St. Louis? Is the Hyperloop going to be done before we go to St. Louis?
Now we're talking, right?
He's right. It is an easy commute from St. Louis. That's why they can come here.
Right.
Anybody that relays a quote and all that good stuff has actually no idea. Somebody says maybe a preseason game.
I've always advocated just having three preseason games and having a neutral one every year. One home, one away, and one neutral. I wouldn't mind having a neutral one in St. Louis. That's fine. Just after, we talked about it leading up to the London game, Josh, how mad we were to give up revenue to go to London. I mean, I got to be honest with you. Giving up revenue to St. Louis is 100 times worse than giving revenue to London.
I know.
Like, I don't want to do anything to help St. Louis. They're ready to fall into the Mississippi River and wash away.
You've already got the people in St. Louis that want to do it, right? That want football. People that want football in St. Louis are either watching the Rams or the Chiefs.
Right.
You got them.
You got them.
And if they want to come to a game, they can come to a game.
They're not watching the Rams in St. Louis.
Not that hard of a commute.
No, they're not watching the Rams in St. Louis. They're watching, you know, the Titans or the Bears or the whoever, you know.
So that was interesting. Anyway, playing at Arrowhead, sometimes seen as very, very difficult, right? No one wants to come to Arrowhead. The Chiefs get home field advantage. Nobody wants to come through Arrowhead. Kyle Brandt, NFL Network, wet blanket.
Looking at this graphic, I'm not afraid of Pittsburgh. New England beats them every single time. Objectively, they own them. Change that. And then Kansas City, like, it's a great atmosphere. It's really loud. They lose every single year at home in the playoffs. Just facts. And you're going to say, well, they've never done it with Mahomes. They've done it with Reed. They did it last year. They did it the year before. So
yeah, but
it's super loud, and they have a great barbecue and all that, but I'm not terrified of going into Arrowhead unless it's the 70s. I'm not.
I don't know about the 70s, my man. The 90s, when it was really loud, and, you know, John Elway was scared to play football here back in, you know, December of 1990.
Again, I have asked the defense to help lower the crowd noise. Any further crowd noise problem will result in a charge timeout against Kansas City. Thank you for your cooperation.
Yeah, that was December of 1990. The 70s, I don't think, were a terroristic environment out at Arrowhead Stadium, like a Terrorhead environment. I don't think that was going on in the 70s out there. The 90s it was. Between the time the Chiefs won the Super Bowl and when Marty took over, the Chiefs were an irrelevant franchise. I mean, they were getting like 30,000 fans to the game. But he does make a point. I mean, the Chiefs are 2-6 in the playoffs at Arrowhead Stadium. Yeah. It has not been a good run.
No, it's not at all. And Ryan's been compiling.
Playoffs? You kidding me?
Compiling a list of player sound bites because, you know, players ought to think it's difficult coming to Arrowhead, right?
Yeah. It's good to have these handy.
They all just like it. Nobody says it's, like, impossible to go there and win, right?
But I was told that it's difficult to play here and that they hate coming here.
Phillip Rivers.
I mean, it's just a great place to play. Just, to me, it's one of the few old school NFL atmospheres that are left, you know, and so it's awesome.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. He loves it. Derek Carr.
I really do. I really do. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that I enjoy going to their stadium, but I do, you know, because it's loud, it's fun, and I've told you guys how many times I like playing in the noise because you're just kind of in your own little zone and, you know, you just kind of cancel everything else out. And I do enjoy going there.
I like the noise. I just can't cancel it all out.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds effective.
It's like being in a calming calming little area.
Yeah.
There.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice little nap area.
They get noise like when babies fall asleep, you know, in the grocery
little
store.
White noise machine.
Or whatever, you know, that you take them out and they fall asleep.
Effect.
It's just like that. It's got a calming effect for Derek Carr, apparently. Le'Veon Bell.
He's played so well at Arrowhead.
Le'Veon Bell loves Arrowhead, too.
It's like one of the most fun stadiums I've played in.
Most fun.
What about him this year?
It's the most fun. Drew Brees.
You'll miss that opportunity, pal.
Drew Brees.
It's one of my favorite places to play. I think it's one of the best venues in football, without a doubt.
Yeah, nobody says it's impossible to go there. They just say it's really fun.
It's really fun to play here.
Yes. Damn.
I love going there in the playoffs, too, because we know we're going to win.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
It's really fun. The crowd's really into it. We come away with a W. Oh,
son of a gun.
Need to change that. Need to change that now. I feel like there's some things going, though, for this team to change things. I know, yes, Andy Reid has been there. Patrick Mahomes has not.
They're going to play in St. Louis this year?
Yeah, they're going to play the game in St. Louis just to avoid the curse of playoff football at Arrowhead. Patrick Mahomes, it's new. It's different. Mm-hmm. He's got poise, this offense.
Poise!
We've seen this defense, one, get better as the season's gone on, and two, really feed off playing at home.
Mm-hmm.
History is history. We can start a present. This can be the present. This can be the now.
The 2-6 doesn't matter.
It does not matter to this team. And you have to remember that. We've seen some things this team can play at home and be effective. Do you want to go to Foxborough?
No.
Do you want to go to Heinz Field?
Not really.
No. You want to play at Arrowhead.
You do.
History be damned.
Mm-hmm.
You want to play at Arrowhead, and this team would have a shot to turn those things around. Can't erase those other things. You can only start a new history, and I think this team's capable of doing it.
1-6 is, I think you forget, Patrick Mahomes still undefeated in the playoffs at Arrowhead.
That is true. Yeah, 100%. And Andy Reid is undefeated in the playoffs at Arrowhead with Patrick Mahomes as his quarterback. So, the history stuff is like, for us, it's nerve-wracking. It's, oh, my God, we've been there before and haven't been able to do it. But for those guys inside that locker room, I guarantee you not one of those dudes knows that this team is 2-6 in the playoffs in the history of Arrowhead Stadium. Nobody knows that. Nobody cares about that. Do you think Tyreek Hill is going to take the field in that AFC divisional game against whomever and go, well, we're 2-6. We don't win here in the playoffs and just lie down and not play? Like, I don't think that's going to happen with this team. And I think that quarterback is such a big difference maker, but not just him, all the other weapons that they have right now and the defense ascending at the right time. Like, to me, the past doesn't dictate what's going to happen in the future or really what's going to happen in the present tense of this team.
And a fantastic recommendation from 69306, the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line. Can't we just give St. Louis to Illinois?
That's true.
That would be valid.
They gave it back.
There's actually a part of Missouri that is Illinois. There's a town called Kaskaskia down in Missouri that used to be on the Illinois side, but when the river shifted, it got attached to the Missouri side, and it's actually in Missouri on the Mississippi River.
I hate when I think you're making something up, and I know you're not.
No, that's 100% true.
I know it is.
Yeah,
I don't know it.
If there was a way to shift the Mississippi River around St. Louis and knock it off and attach it to Illinois, we'd do that in a heartbeat.
Let's play a little in or out.
In or out.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
In or out.
At least you're pumping them out, baby. I like it.
Try to cram it all in.
Nope. In or out.
I might have found my favorite thing ever on this segment. I'm just going to read a headline off of an article real quick.
Okay.
The new MAGA-themed toy set urges children to build the wall.
Oh, my God. Is that a Lego deal?
It's like Lego.
It's definitely not a Lego deal.
This looks like a Lego box, except it says MAGA on the top of it. It's the Build the Wall set. It's a 101-piece starter set. It retails for $29.95 on the Keep and Bear website. Mm-hmm. Each set comes with 100 pieces to build a wall. It looks like just a flat black piece, and then there's a bunch of bricks, and then there's a little Lego President Trump. I don't know what to go with.
I appreciate those offshoot things from ideas that lead you to, like, the process that went into, you know what we should do? We should put out a Lego set.
And by the way, this isn't like knocking Trump at all. It's very pro-Trump, very pro-building the wall. Like, it even goes into why we should build the wall and the caravan, the migrant caravan. It's
unbelievable.
Oh, jeez.
I'll pass on that. I want my toys, you know, being political.
All right, well, I guess I'll cancel that Amazon order. Whatever.
I'm out.
There's a place called Salt and Straw. I don't know if you've heard about it. It's predominantly on the West Coast, but they make gourmet ice cream.
Oh.
Thanksgiving right around the corner. They have salted caramel Thanksgiving turkey ice cream.
No, I'm out.
I like the salted caramel portion of it.
You said turkey ice cream.
This take on turkey is the main course and anchor of our Thanksgiving ice cream meal. By the way, they have other Thanksgiving flavored things like pumpkin pie and yams and green bean casserole.
Mm,
that's an abomination.
I'll do the pumpkin pie flavored ice cream.
Green bean casserole ice cream.
Here is the description of said salted caramel Thanksgiving turkey ice cream, full of delightful finger licking flavor. We fold sweet and buttery turkey brittle into a turkey fat caramel ice cream, creating an outstandingly authentic flavor you want to wrap up and take home for leftovers.
It's a great write-up, but I'm out.
Oh, gross.
I don't want turkey-flavored ice cream.
The caramel looks like gravy. It's so gross-looking.
Out.
No, my goodness. No, thanks.
You know, if I'm telling you something that's gross-looking, it's gross-looking. Bob sent this to us yesterday. This is just in time for the holiday season. Oreo now has a dunking set that you'll get. It's a nice little set, actually. I'm not going to lie. A little mug for holding your milk. Little sleeve to hold the Oreos on the side. I think it holds like 3 Oreos. And then it comes with a little dipping tongs for you as well.
I like the dipping tongs. You can get the entire cookie into the milk. You don't have to rotate
the
cookie.
I think
you don't get your fingers dirty. It's perfect.
And it looks great.
And you don't risk the germs of your fingers going into the milk and touching the cookies. It's a very sanitary cooking dipping exercise. I like it.
The little holder just clips onto your coffee mug. I like that.
Perfect.
Chicago Tribune this last week. This is terrifying for me. lab-grown, cell-based, clean in vitro, cultured, fake, artificial, and synthetic substitutes to animal meat are coming, but no one is sure what to call them. I know what I'm going to call them. Not on my dinner plans.
Fake meat.
Yeah. Oh, we already have that. It's called jackfruit. Not interested.
They're growing meat in a lab.
God, were we in on anything this week?
Yeah, the Gloria cookie dipper.
I don't need that.
Well, need and want are two
with my
different
fingers.
Things.
Right, well, I kind of like using the finger. Then I can feel when the cookie gets soft.
I don't. I like the cookie holder though. Maybe more so than the tongs. I like the.
Oh, you like the.
Oh, like the thing that you hook on the side of the glass
that holds the cookie.
Oh, see, I like that. I like the tongs more than I like the cookie holder.
It kind of reminds me. You remember those old cup holders that we used to have to use like in the 80s, and it hooked onto like the side of
the
your
side
door.
That's kind of what it reminded me of.
It was nice. It was nice. That's all I got for you guys this week on In or Out.
That is this week's edition of In or Out. Coming up, kick off our commercial-free half hour. Some changes to if the playoffs started today.
Ooh.
Curses, your team driving you to drink. Today in history and the big story, all coming up next.
Fesco in the morning.
Some days you just keep chuckling, Bob.
You really do.
I just can't stop.
Are you still laughing at Councilman Quentin Lucas and his idea? We'll get to that coming up in a little bit.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Moving a game to St. Louis.
What?
He should give up a home game every year for St. Louis.
Putting that interview up at the on-demand page, 610sports.com right now.
People want it. Also, up there is Priest Holmes.
We need to get that out there.
He is there.
To distribute that fully.
People need to hear Councilman Quentin Lucas. Yeah.
Many people.
No such thing as a bad idea.
No, there is.
It's a bad idea.
I had a bad idea 7 years ago today.
Been disputed.
Oh?
Yeah, 7 years ago today, Facebook does a great job of reminding you of your memories. 7 years ago today, I suggested the Chiefs hire Jeff Fisher and draft Matt Barkley or Robert Griffin III.
Oh, wow.
Billy Coons could admit that was a bad idea.
Was that one of the times you might have been wrong?
Maybe, yeah.
I was told by Billy you're never wrong.
Right.
You drafted a USC quarterback?
I did. He was a hot name at the time.
I didn't even put that connection together.
Man. Hates those guys.
I said, or Robert Griffin III.
Who would have known that Matt Barkley just had a great game, too?
Yeah, how about that, right? I didn't know that guy was still playing in the NFL.
7 years ago you wanted him, and it took seven years for him to have
members of his family didn't know he was playing still in the NFL.
His wife's like, you still play in this league?
Got to start Sunday. Start what?
This is the time.
Yeah.
Start what?
Start the car. It's getting cold out. Make sure the engine's running right.
Project I have for you.
You got the diesel plugged in?
This is the time every week we look around the NFL at the playoff picture, and if the season were to end today, exactly what would happen.
Is this what you've been doing with your Sunday?
So this is where you've been every Sunday around 1 o'clock, huh? I thought you were at church.
There are some changes to the... If the season ended today, she's still the number one seed in the AFC, of course.
Phew.
Now the Steelers, though, are the number two seed, leapfrogging the Patriots into that bye.
Right.
So the Steelers would have home field advantage, presumably in a matchup with the Patriots.
Correct.
At this point in time. So Patriots would still go to Steelers. Chiefs would await the winner of Chargers-Texans.
Ooh.
I'm still going with Chargers.
I don't like either of those teams.
The Chargers, the fifth seed, would come to Arrowhead and an upset over the Texans, my opinion anyway, 5-4. The three-seed Patriots over the six-seeded Bengals. And that winner, the Patriots, if it were the Patriots, that is, would go to face the Steelers. So Steelers and Patriots essentially swapping spots. On the NFC side, Rams, the number one seed. Saints, the number two seed. And that flip-flopped as well because the Saints had an extra game, right?
Correct.
Beforehand?
Yes. The Saints are 8-1. The Rams are 9-1.
Right.
Yes.
Bears, the third seed, would face the six-seeded Vikings. And then the Redskins and Panthers would still meet in the 4-5 game.
Yeah, we still got that Redskin-Panther game. Like, that's going to be the Saturday 3 p.m. game. Like, that's going to be the game that nobody cares about.
They should just put that right now.
Yeah.
Like, schedule it. Go ahead and schedule it right now.
If the Panthers are in St. Louis. Yeah, put the game in St. Louis.
Play that game in St. Louis. Teams in the hunt, the Titans. Certainly, Titans, you're drawing attention. Like, they're 5-4, and they just destroyed the Patriots.
Very scary
Okay,
team
watch
right
out.
Now.
Dolphins 5-5, Ravens 4-5. can do something about their record. Obviously, they face the Chiefs a little bit later on at Arrowhead. NFC, Packers, Falcons, Seahawks, Cowboys, the teams still in the hunt in the NFC playoff picture. Looks like we're going to have to ask that question. Do you believe in curses?
Yeah.
I don't.
I do.
I don't believe in the SI curse anymore. I think, to me, that went bye-bye when they went to the regional covers. When it was just one cover, fully believed it.
Mm-hmm.
When they went to regional covers, it felt like they were spreading the wealth. No such thing as a curse anymore.
I have to feel like this one, though, is a national cover, not a regional one.
Patrick Mahomes on the cover of Sports Illustrated this week, and you're buying a curse. You don't like it.
I don't like it, man. I remember when Rafe LaFrance was on the cover and the Jayhawks lost to Arizona that year. I remember when Trent Green was on the cover. The Chiefs were 9-1. They ended up losing to the Baltimore Colts in the first round of the playoffs that year where nobody punted. So I look back at all of these cover issues and all of these curses that have happened. Like, I just want to kind of lay under the radar. Like, I know right now the nation is bored with the Kansas City Chiefs, and I'm okay with that. Like, as you know, and I've told you before, all year I've been watching the NFL Network every Monday to get more and more Chiefs stuff, right? I can't get enough of it. And so I'm watching, and as each week goes by, it's less and less about the Chiefs, less and less about the Chiefs, less and less about the Chiefs, because they continue to win, and I guess they're boring everybody right now because they just dominate and they blow the doors off of everybody that is kind of in their way. And so I like that. I like flying under the radar. I like kind of being an afterthought. I like everybody hyping the San Diego Chargers and asking what's wrong with the Patriots and how about the Steelers coming out of nowhere and doing their thing. And look at the Texans. My goodness, they could be a sneaky team in the postseason. I like just kind of laying low in the weeds, waiting for things to happen. I don't need attention drawn to us. And now we've got it from the worst place possible, which also has the worst website ever. SI, Sports Illustrated, now drawing attention back to the Kansas City Chiefs that we don't need ahead of this game with the Los Angeles Rams that now has been moved to Los Angeles, so it takes the fear of injury because of a bad field away. But I just don't want that jinx. I don't want anybody talking about us right now. I want it to be January 15th or whatever it is and to have the playoffs here and to let's go and let's get this thing underway and let's show everybody by the way we play who the best team is. I don't need Sports Illustrated to do that.
I don't think, I'm not worried about it at all. I used to be. And soon they started splitting up covers. They split up a cover last week even. I mean, they split up covers online that you can't spread a jinx.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in the Madden one.
The Madden one is real.
To a certain extent.
So is the SI one, though.
I don't believe in the SI one anymore. I feel like that time has come and gone.
It's nice that you feel that way, but I still hold on to that SI jinx until we get past it, till we break
free.
Didn't
the Patriots win a Super Bowl when Brady was on the cover?
They don't count. Stop talking about the Patriots, okay? Like, anything that they do doesn't affect anybody else.
Don't let facts get in the way of a good
start. Well, I mean, the Patriots are the ultimate, like, they buck the trend for everything, and they always win. Like, to use the Patriots as the example is wrong, because everybody tries to do what they do. Everybody tries to be like the Patriots. And you don't have Tom Brady and you don't have Bill Belichick. Until you have those two guys in the room, it's hard to sit there and go, well, let's do it because the Patriots did it that way. No, they've got two trump cards that are better than any trump cards maybe in the history of sports with the coach and the quarterback. So, I mean, I don't look at anything the Patriots do and go, wow, we need to duplicate that. We tried. That didn't work so well.
No. I mean, I wouldn't mind duplicating the five Super Bowls, but that's...
We got the crazy uncle of that family.
Right. and the nutty cousin, too.
I do like the headline from the Mahomes story, though.
The crazy uncle. I love it.
Andy Reid is creating football's future, and Patrick Mahomes is living it.
Yes, he is.
So, haven't gotten through the article yet, which, of course, you know, despite the fact it's in the magazine next week, it's now already available online.
Right.
Whatever.
Which makes you wonder, why do you still subscribe to that thing? Are you getting a sneaker phone? A bad windbreaker? A terrible football?
I think I get
you bite
those,
your
those
tongue,
things.
That Lions windbreaker.
I think I get those things, terrific. Too. I told you, my grandmother
purchased
it for me.
How
my
long has she been
my
gone?
My grandmother passed, and so my mother has taken this over, and she still does it every year.
This is giving your mother reason to live, isn't it?
I don't think reason to live. But I think it's just,
you haven't told your mom you don't want it, do you?
I think I have.
I mean, she listens to the show.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So she knows. Josh doesn't want Sports Illustrated anymore.
I feel
stop
like
buying it.
Her tie.
I mean, it's like 26 and some change plus tax. Like, what would you rather her spend $30 on?
And then, a nice gift card at Target.
And then she told me, too. She's like, I don't even think. I think it just rolls over. She's like, I don't even know.
So you've had this conversation.
Yes.
So you're in the same boat as I am. They're retired. They don't listen.
Right. Yes.
Or care.
And that's fine. And if it's a tie to her mother, my grandmother somehow, so be it. Just let it
plus
happen.
She gets, plus she gets the swimsuit issue.
There's no harm in it coming.
Yeah, the swimsuit issue's nice. Your son's probably
a little soft core mixed in there in the middle of the year. That's nice.
12-year-old boy, woohoo! Now.
I only needed the Sears catalog.
The Sears catalog back in the day. Lewis Black has a great line about Sears, too, where he talks about, you know, when Janet Jackson, you know, had the wardrobe malfunction.
What?
He goes, I don't know why everybody's freaking out. He goes, I used to go down to Sears on Saturday and hope they would undress a mannequin.
I know when I found out about the Fredericks of Hollywood catalog.
Oh, remember that one?
Oh, my goodness. My life was forever
changed. Does that still exist? Is Fredericks of Hollywood still a thing?
I mean, women still buy lingerie.
I'm asking if Fredericks of Hollywood is still a thing.
I don't know. Would you like me to Google it?
Yes.
Okay.
So Google's for answering inane questions because that we don't prepare for ahead of time.
Right. Because there's a lot of things that we used to like Chi-Chi's.
Right here, yeah. It's got a website and everything. Fredericks.com.
Chi-Chi's doesn't exist anymore.
Do they have brick and mortar stores, or are they just online?
Chi-Chi's exists in your grocery aisle.
Yeah, but it doesn't. You can't go to Chi-Chi's and get the fried ice cream anymore. That's
gone.
I
wish you could.
TGI Fridays. So good luck finding one of those in Kansas City.
Chi-Chi's is by the way of Casey Masterpiece. Yeah.
Chi-Chi's went out of business in 2004.
Really?
By the way, yes.
That long ago.
Yeah.
Good steak and ale.
Not funny
happening.
How time just slips away.
Bennigan's. I don't think that's around anymore.
Ooh, I could get 10% off my first Fredericks of Hollywood order when I sign up now.
10% isn't really a great offer. Like, when people offer
that's
you 10%. Yeah, exactly. That's like you're saying
$6. I love how it gives
you
an option down here to click it. It says, no, I want to pay full price. I'm just going to go ahead and click that. Oh, yeah, 13-year-old me would love this website. Of course, and then again, you know, the internet, it's all free.
Right. So, now that you're moving, though, do you forward Sports Illustrated to your new address?
I just leave it.
What?
Good idea.
Are you going to forward this thing on?
No, man. No, I just
that's
leave it.
How you get out of it.
You just leave it at the old. No, no. They call and they're like, we see you change address. Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Keep sending it there.
It's like when Kramer returns all the catalogs to the mail service. Yeah. That's going to be you with Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
Now, you finally had a move to get rid of Sports Illustrated. I can't get rid of this magazine.
No,
we're moving.
It keeps coming. No, I got the explanation last weekend. The explanation was, I don't know how this happened. Usually you get your little card every year, you know, from Sports Illustrated.
What kind of card?
Like a Christmas card. Here's your renewal card.
I thought maybe like a membership card you carried around and flashing it like the bagel shop.
My grandmother used to give that to me for Christmas. I go, oh, thank you, Grandma. And then so my mother started doing that. She's like, for some reason, now it rolls over in April. I don't know what happened. So you're not going to get your card this year.
They probably double charged her.
It'll be okay. It'll be just fine.
Oh, she was real concerned you're not getting your card.
Yes, because I'm apparently not getting anything else.
There it is. That was her easy out.
There was how she broke it to me. Well, your only gift comes in the form of Sports Illustrated. It ain't coming till April.
Yeah. Good luck. But you still get the magazine through April, you know?
That's correct. That's correct.
But, you know, you only
it's
get gift the
gift. That keeps on
you only get the gift one time, though, when you sign up. You don't get a gift every year, do you?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. You get a terrible windbreaker like every year.
Right. It's a bad windbreaker
that's
made
sucks,
out of plastic,
man.
And duct tape.
I had it for like 5 years and I only got one crappy Lions windbreaker. Very upset now.
Did you get the sneaker phone?
No, I didn't get a sneaker phone. Who the hell has a home phone anymore?
Right, well, that's the thing. Yeah, the 10%.
I didn't get all. I didn't get all those. Grandma must have kept a bunch of them. I should have. She passed. Should have cleaned out the house better.
Grandma's got 14 sneaker
whole bunch of SI gifts laying around that I could have inherited.
You think she was just like re-gifting all those SI gifts to other people in the family?
Oh, God, yeah. Everybody's getting an SI phone for like a decade straight.
I missed out on all those.
Wrapping up Jell-O mold and passing it out.
Find out where those are at.
I mean, rest your soul. Your grandma was cheap as hell, bro.
It comes with a $10 off at Champs. Is that place still around?
That's another one.
She gives coupons for Christmas.
There's another one.
Very
Champs.
Nice. $3.50 off of butter. Yeah. Thank you.
10% off. Why bother?
Hey, every dollar counts.
It doesn't. That's
just over here making fun of Clink's dead grandma.
Here's a 10% off coupon for Chi-Chi's. Get yourself a free queso, Josh.
My grandmother is very smart. She didn't have to think about a gift every year. Like, what am I going to get? Just keep doing the same thing for decades.
My grandmother stole straws and napkins and sugar. Three things we never had to buy in our house.
I'll just get him 30 years of Sports Illustrated. Call it good.
Good. Probably got a good discount on it too. Paid ahead.
That's probably the thing. It's probably been paid.
It's probably been paid through 2035. My face hurts.
Should probably find the will. She probably paid it in perpetuity. I probably can't quit this thing.
Your done. She paid us $10,000. What are we supposed to do?
Sorry, it says here your grandmother renewed through, you know,
2035.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so.
Oh, my God. Maybe another 18 years of this. You may be dead.
Well, don't you think the kid's not getting it? Passing that thing right
on.
Your
son's going to be 40 and his Sports Illustrated is still showing up.
I have no idea why this magazine's coming. What is a magazine?
I can't stop this.
What is a magazine and why is it still arriving? Christopher Grayshock. Oh. You've ever heard that name?
Who?
Christopher Grayshock.
No. Is that his porn name?
Yeah, that's no, a good one.
It should be.
It's Joseph Sweetman.
He seems like, according to this photo I'm seeing on this website, he looks like a very happy gentleman. He is a he's a Jets fan from New Jersey.
I don't know him.
Bad news is he got a DUI. That's shouldn't do that.
He can be driving around banged up, pal.
The police, he drank too much because the Jets suck.
That's fair.
That's what he went with as his excuse.
That's your excuse for drinking. What's your excuse for driving?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's good.
Auto facing assault by auto, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving under the influence, reckless driving, an open container. In a Sunday afternoon accident.
But his blood alcohol limit was only like 0.13. I mean, it's not like it was well over the legal limit where he'd be staggering around. But I guess when you mix weed and booze and whatever other cocktail this guy had going on.
Caused injury to this accident as well. Luckily, he didn't kill somebody.
Yeah.
But his excuse to police was drank too much because the Jets suck.
Mm-hmm. I understand that, man. We've all been there.
Grayshock.
Christopher Grayshock is hilarious to me, by the way. I don't know anybody personally that's ever done this, but I've seen a lot of people on our text line always say that they know somebody like through a remote through their TV.
Yeah.
Things like that.
But you never met that guy.
I've never met that guy either.
Maybe that guy really doesn't exist.
I did see at whenever I was at the No Punt game, mm-hmm. I saw some guy like rip a Chiefs jersey off like Hulk Hogan style.
Oh,
well,
that's pretty impressive. Good. That's strength, man.
How old was it?
Yeah, that shit was it
like a tattered old.
Yeah,
it was like a Sally Amua jersey.
It was like a Mike Garrett jersey or something.
Yeah. Lake Dawson jersey.
It was old.
Did you know Mike Garrett knew Len Dawson?
I did. I heard that.
When are we going to get to that story?
Let's just get to it right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead, Ryan.
One of my brothers delivers furniture for a living, and he had a delivery to Mike Garrett. And in case you don't know who Mike Garrett is, neither did he, is the punchline to the story. But he was the Chiefs running back. He won the Heisman Trophy Award at USC, and he also won a Super Bowl in 69 with the Chiefs. So Mike Garrett, pretty well known. He delivers something to him, and he has literally zero clue. He asked him if he knew who Len Dawson was because he saw a picture of Mike in, like, his USC attire. He's like, oh, man, you played at USC? You must have played with some really good players. He's like, yeah. Did all right for myself. He's like, oh, we delivered a lot of NFL players. You know Len Dawson? Like, yeah, we've crossed paths.
His answer was, we've crossed paths.
He was just very low-key and cool about it. That's awesome. So shout out to Mike Garrett.
Yeah, shout out for Mike Garrett for not being a jerk. Like, because I could see somebody like that, a Heisman Trophy winner, a Super Bowl winner.
Don't you know who I am?
Yeah, right. Pulling the don't you know who I am. You can Google me if you don't know who I am.
Well, the best part is his co-workers there with him helping bring stuff in. He's like, they get back out of the truck. He's like, you had no idea who that guy was. Like, he didn't even know until he left.
Yeah.
And then he told him, he's like, oh, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
He crossed paths with Len Dawson.
Yeah. And we may have we've crossed paths. Oh, that's cool. I say that. I've crossed paths with Len.
Say, you know who Lenny D is?
Yeah, he used to hand the pigskin to me a couple of times. We won a few games together.
Every once in a while, I held up with him close.
Didn't exactly get the full scoop of brains.
Look at today in history.
Gentlemen. I'm here to help you with your history report.
Sure. Sounds important.
Do you know what today is?
History! What's today? October?
Today is actually November 14th, boys, and a lot of very important things happening on November 14th. Bob, on this day in 2003, your favorite film, Love Actually, debuted in theaters.
Very good movie. Very underrated movie. Very nice movie. I enjoy Love Actually. I enjoy Hugh Grant dancing when he is the Prime Minister of England, and then he falls in love with the maid.
You remember that time that Hugh Grant hired a prostitute?
Yes.
And she was not an attractive one either.
What the story really is trying to tell you is love can actually be found anywhere.
He was really, really a hot actor at that time, too.
Hugh Grant.
I feel like he didn't need to pay for it, but whatever.
So be it.
I guess I guess we all pay for it in some form. On this day in 1732, Lewis Timothy was hired as the first professional librarian in North America.
Oh, did he invent the Dewey Decimal System?
He did not. I think that
he
was
also invented
Thomas Dewey.
Yeah. First and newspapers on a stick.
He immediately told him to tell people to be quiet. That's right.
Yeah, he ripped off Dewey.
Yeah.
Some sad history on this day in 1970. The Marshall football team was altogether wiped out when their plane crashed in West Virginia. Killed 75 people in that plane crash.
Awful.
God, we got to quit putting sad things in on this day in history. On this day in 1666, Samuel Pepys, he performed the first blood transfusion. It was between two dogs.
Oh.
But regardless, it still got us to where we are today. Thank you, Samuel Pepys, for that. On this day in 1983, Michael Jackson's 14-minute movie Thriller made its debut at the Metro Crest Theater in L.A. Changed the game forever.
I guess. Yeah, like 14-minute movies should be more the norm.
He's
again, that Halloween song came out just in time on November 14th.
Yes.
He's not like other boys. He really isn't. Let's say in 1993, Don Shula became the winningest coach in NFL history. He would go on to win 328 games. That's still tops in the NFL. Yeah. Bill Belichick at number three on that list is closest with 257.
Yeah, I don't know that that's ever going to be beaten. I think that's like we were talking about sports records yesterday. I think like something that's never going to be beaten. I don't know that any football coach is ever going to win more games than Don Shula.
And Belichick, the closest active coach with 257, so he's got quite a hill to climb. And also on this day in 2003, Jay-Z released the Black Album. I know that's your favorite Jay-Z album, Bob. Mm-hmm.
It is.
Happy 52nd birthday to Nut Bar Kurt Schilling.
Oh.
Enjoy your birthday, Kurt. Condoleezza, by the way, there's a ton of birthdays. Condoleezza Rice. Turned 64. Happy birthday, Condoleezza. Prince Charles.
He'll be on another committee by sundown.
Yeah, some college athletics committee needs her now.
Prince Charles turns 70. Hello from over across the big pond, Prince Charles. Patrick Warburton, Putty.
Putty.
Putty turns 54 today.
Happy birthday, Putty.
He still looks great, by the way. Rev Run is 54. I don't know how he looks, but you know, he's still holding that on. Bob's mom is 68 today.
Yes.
One more, Bob. One
Close
more.
To being
one
nice.
More.
And happy first birthday to my son, Bruce Gordon. He is 1 year old today.
One.
So happy first birthday.
What's he doing?
Probably pooping himself or something like that. All of that happening on this day in history.
It's the big story.
Big, big, big.
It's what you're talking about.
If it was a regular salad, I wouldn't have said anything. But you had to have that big salad.
You want it? We got it now.
Well, that does sound big.
Big story brought to you by Spring Venture Group.
Coincidentally, that's the same thing I do on my birthday.
I was going to say like father, like son. Spring Venture Group, a company that is reimagining the relationship between sales, data, and technology. Find out more at springventuregroup.com. Chiefs and Rams indeed playing in Los Angeles. Game
not
moved
St. Louis.
Out of Mexico City and not St. Louis. That is for sure. Adam Schefter of ESPN says player concerns did factor in to the decision-making by the NFL.
The NFLPA stepped in and fought for the players not to have to play on a field like this. The field was, in the words that were described to me, a total mess. One star player reached out to me today and said that if they play this game there on Monday night, that there are going to be a good amount of players that strongly consider sitting out the game entirely. The alternative was exactly what the NFL did, which is probably the right thing. Move the game back to L.A.
Good job by the NFLPA. Had they not stepped in some way, somehow, I believe the NFL would have pushed this game through.
I think you're absolutely right about that. I believe the union is saving the American worker yet again by not having to go play in and work in bad conditions, unsafe conditions. And that's what the Players Association did. That's why they're there. That's why they protect the players to say, we're not letting our guys go down there and play on a surface like that in a stadium that's not up to NFL standards. We're not going to Mexico City. So the NFL goes, well, we're not going to have players. I guess we can't have a game, so let's just move it to Los Angeles. It is a Rams home game. They loaned the game to Mexico City, essentially. Now they're taking the game back because they're going to play it on a surface that is up to NFL standards where they held the game last week. So congratulations to them. I love how Schefter's always so serious about his stuff. It's been explained to me that the field conditions are a mess. Like, you couldn't just say that. You had to, like, cite a source telling you that they're a mess.
Very dramatic.
It is. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for.
Also, this is a shot to the gut as well to the NFL, trying to expand, of course, the international series and have to take a game away from that. And Schefter notes not the field wasn't on their watch, but the entire thing is on their watch.
This is a mistake on the NFL's part. This is embarrassing on the NFL's part. You don't want to plan a game. With everything that went into this, you've got a network like ESPN planning to go to Mexico City. You've got plans from teams that are planning to go to Mexico City. We even have the Rams right now in Colorado Springs training to play at altitude when they're not even going to be playing at altitude now. But in the end, it recognized it was the right decision, and better to make a mistake now than to make it during the game where you lose a key player for the balance of the season and have a organization and fan base enraged over a player getting hurt on unsafe conditions.
Absolutely. If somebody got hurt in that game, we'd all be freaking out.
That's right.
Rightfully
so. We've been saying that from the beginning. Yeah.
Condition would be bad. The NFL realized it as well. And hit eject. Game's going to be at the Coliseum coming up on Monday.
And I understand, Josh, there are a lot of people that are inconvenienced by this. My buddy Vip up in Chicago was going down to Mexico City for the game. He had to obviously change all of his plans and whatnot. And he's like, hey, it was probably the right thing to do is to move the game. But I know there are fans that are complaining about this that are upset. You're getting your money back on your tickets. Don't worry about that. Airlines are airlines. It's like any trip that ever gets canceled. There's nothing that they can do. I don't think the NFL should be refunding airfare and all that kind of stuff. Hotels, if you don't stay, you're not getting billed for it ahead of time. So it's just
unless you prepaid.
But I'm sure in a situation like this, you can cancel and get something back for it.
I'm calling Mexico City with an ailing relative, like right about now.
Yeah.
If I lock myself into a rate,
yeah,
can't make it.
All right,
can't make it.
And look, I understand that it is a financial commitment and it does suck from that standpoint. But just think of it this way: if you're complaining now about not going to Mexico City for the game as a fan, you probably would be even more upset if somebody important got injured in that game and cost the Chiefs the ultimate prize.
There's a big story brought to you by Spring Venture Group. Well, if one city councilman had his way, maybe this game wouldn't have moved from Mexico City to L.A., but maybe even to St. Louis? We'll explain next.
Fesco in the morning.